is Full Time. Radio City Talk.
About 10 o'clock yesterday morning, I went to meet a friend of mine just to kind of come to terms with everything that happened the evening previously. And I was up in Manchester and we sat and had a discussion about many different things. And she's got a six-year-old and a seven-year-old. And the first thing I said to her was, how do you talk to your children about this? And she explained many of the different ways she goes about doing that. And I said to myself, it's wonderful to hear parents doing it in a very responsible way. I came into work last evening and I started talking to my producer, Dave, and we were just going through some stuff online, and I came across this from Nikki Cox, Editor-in-Chief at First News. They want to try and help you understand the news when scary events happen. Now, this is Nikki Cox I'm talking about, MBE, from the UK's national newspaper for kids with more than 2 million readers. And I'm delighted to say it. Nikki Cox joins me on Radio City Talk this evening. Nikki, what a lovely piece you've written, a really heartfelt piece. And first of all, congratulations with all the excellent stuff happening with First News at the moment.
Well, thank you. It's sad to have to write things like this, but I hope that it can help in some small way.
It's one of those things we don't really want to talk about. It's one of those things we hope that we never have to talk about. We don't want to talk to our kids or nieces or nephews or younger brothers and sisters and say to them, well, look, something bad has happened. But you've put up seven very definitive tips on firstnews.co.uk. Give us an insight as to where this came from, and we'll go through them if we can, if that's possible.
Sure. Well, the main thing really is that when things like this happen, I think the inclination of most of us is to try and shield young children from horrible things. You know, we want them to grow up thinking, you know, everything is good in the world. But unfortunately, we're in a kind of an era where parents are no longer really in control of the way that children access information. Because even if you turn off the TV or the radio or try and hide headlines or newspapers from them, they're going to get to school where other children will have been exposed to things, and they'll be talking about it in the playground, or they'll be talking about it in the lunch hall. And the danger is that your child, who may have not heard it directly from you, is full of misinformation because other children are exaggerating or they haven't quite got it. And actually, it could be portrayed far more scarily than is the reality.
Yeah. When you send kids off to school and when you send them to be with other kids, they're going to hear many, many different things. And is that a fear of parents, that it is misinformation and it's probably better to nip it in the bud before that happens?
Yeah, absolutely. But they don't really know how to particularly open the conversation, because you don't know how much they know already. So one of the things that First News does is that we put the news very much in context for children. You know, we specialise in writing the news for them. So we tell the facts. We never, ever shy from the truth. We would never cover up what's happened. But we put it in the least scary language possible. You know, we wouldn't use words that you would see kind of across the headlines on some of the more sensationalizing papers. So we keep the vocabulary kind of neat and tidy, and we make sure that we put context into it too. We explain the background to stories. We explain who IS are, and try and really take the fear out of it as well, because really what they want to know is that they're safe at the end of the day. And when you see this across the news constantly 24/7, it feels terribly close. And the reality is that terrorism is the least likely way that any of us are going to die. We're not likely in our lives, thankfully, going to be touched by it. The risk is so small you can't even calculate it, and actually you're far more likely to have serious injury in your own home.
What about the parents who are listening who are afraid to talk to their children about it because they think it will have adverse effects? We're talking nightmares, fear, making youngsters who don't fully understand this even more scared. What would you say to them?
I would say that obviously you need to be reassuring. You need to point out the fact that this is in the news because it's incredibly rare. Things that happen every day, you know, good things, don't make the news. And there's far more good events happening in the world. There's far more good people in the world than there are bad people. We only know about this because it's in the news. It's not touched our lives, your day, my day is probably no different than it has been every other day. You know, we've kind of got up and had our breakfast, say this to children, you're going to school and, you know, you'll be picked up from school and you'll come home. Your day will not be any different. It doesn't actually touch your lives practically. It's just the fear that does. So it's being aware that actually the fear, although it's there and it's okay to feel scared, is actually misplaced because by and large, you're going to be safe.
You're listening to Radio City Talk. I'm Connor Phillips. This is the editor of First News, the UK's national newspaper for kids with over 2 million readers. It's Nikki Cox. Nikki, talk me through the 7 points that you have up on your website at the moment. Don't cover up your feelings if you are scared. Is this two children or is this two parents, from parents to children?
Yeah, these ones are two children. We have them up on live.firstnews.co.uk. And there's a video that they can watch. But the first one, yeah, is don't cover up your feelings if you're scared and don't worry quietly inside. Talk to somebody. You know, if you let your feelings kind of manifest themselves, they become far worse if you worry on your own. Much better to talk to someone that you know, that you love and that you trust if you're worried about the frightening news.
Nikki, if I could hug you, I would, because the next one is a hugely important one for me. And as I watch nieces and nephews of mine grow up, this is so, so important. It's about getting your news from a place that is accurate. And specifically over the last couple of days, and anyone who's listened to this show will know, yesterday I got very frustrated with a lot of inaccurate news reporting. And I say news, I just mean idiots on Twitter and Facebook at some stages. Social media has a great spot on planet Earth, but sometimes people just need to rein it back a little bit. So tell me about the accurate news section of this advice.
Yeah, well, yes, absolutely. It's when there's something in the news, big or small, there's so much inaccurate information ending up on the internet, so you need to try to avoid it. People that have an agenda, you know, they are trying to convince people of their point of view. So you need to make sure that you get your news from a trusted place for children, like First News or from BBC Newsround, because things that will happen in the news will be talked about in the playground or the lunch hall, as I said, and it's much better for you that you know the real facts, rather than having read something that's inaccurate. You need correct information, not misinformation.
I think this is teaching me many things here as well on the show today. Remember that terrorism has always been there is point number three. And what a brilliant point that we don't always pick up on.
Well, particularly for children who really don't have any context because they've not been on the planet for very long. So I think all of us, you know, you keep hearing, oh, you know, we're living in such awful times, such scary times, and what's happening in the world, you know. But the difference is, it's the fact that we're surrounded by it, that the communication has got far greater. But terrorism has always been here. As far back as Guy Fawkes' gunpowder plot in 1605, there were 7 assassination attacks on Queen Victoria during her 63-year reign in the 1800s. For 30 years, we all lived with bomb attacks from the IRA over the Northern Ireland Troubles. But what I'm saying to children and to adults, really, there is always a solution. And although right now we're suffering at the hands of IS and other jihadist groups who are trying to frighten the world into doing what they want, they too will be defeated. It will come to an end and there will be a solution. And in the meantime, we all need to continue our normal lives. We continue to go to school, to go to work, to go to sports events and concerts and on holiday, and get on with life.
live.firstnews.co.uk. If you have just tuned in, get onto that and you can see what we're talking about here with Nikki. Obviously, we've already spoken about the fact that Manchester attacks, or attacks like the Manchester attack, are extremely rare. That's point number four. The fifth one is about those who are trying to keep us safe and making sure that we share this news with young people, that there are people who are specifically put in place to make sure these things don't happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, more than 400 police worked through the night after the attack, and there's thousands more across the country working to try to stop events like this happening and again. And, it, you know, you look at the news and there was one baddie went in there and did an atrocious thing. But you look at all the heroes and all the stories now of people that were helping. And you, again, just remember, this is point six now, that there are a lot more good people than bad people around.
And we go to 6 and 7. Remember, there are more good people than bad people around. And 7, hug your family a little bit closer for that little bit longer. Love is stronger than hate. I can genuinely feel myself filling up here, Nikki. Nikki, if we want to subscribe to this, if we want to read this, 2 million young readers on a very regular basis, how do we get our eyes on this? And is there any other advice that you give to parents with regards to just giving news like this, even if they're a little bit younger?
Even if they're a little bit younger, you know, in the paper we have pages where it's very picture-led and picture captions. I think it's never too early, really, to start engaging children with the world. We're very big on giving kids a voice as well. We're just currently running the junior general election, and we're also writing with children a children's charter for Brexit. I always say that children are 27% of the world's people, but 100% of the future. So I think as soon as you can engage with them and get them involved and get them feeling that they can make a difference, you're going to raise great kids.
And long, long may First News continue. That is Nikki Cox, MBE, may I say. I beg your pardon, Nikki. I never highlighted that. Editor of First News, the UK's national newspaper for kids. How can we get a copy, or how can we get our eyes on this on a regular basis?
It's in the shops, so you should be able to pick it up in most supermarkets and some newsagents. But also online, you can subscribe at firstnews.co.uk.
Wonderful. Listen, thank you for your heartfelt time today, and thank you for taking the time to write this piece. And as I said, and even my producer Dave said at my ears there, we're both actually learning something very valuable from this piece. And tell you what, we'll tweet it out now at Radio City Talk. Nikki, many, many successes in the future, all right?
Thank you so much. Take care.
Thank you. The brilliant Nikki Cox, MBE. And as I said, editor of First News, the UK's national kids newspaper, more than 2 million readers, a really responsible piece of journalism. How often do we say that these days? A really responsible piece of journalism. I genuinely can't remember the last time I said that. Brilliant piece. It's up now. It's at Radio City Talk. Give it a read. Subscribe. And indeed, go and get it if you have young kids in your house.
This is Full Time. Radio City Talk.